What's going on, K-State Nation? Another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily is on. Eddie Greer here. In a very humid afternoon here in Manhattan, Kansas, recording this. Just getting off work here. I'm about to pick up my daughter in a little bit. Before I do that, I do want to jump in here again and talk about the NCAA championships once again. Recapping day two a little bit today. As a currently going on right now. Obviously, this episode should go out before I get home. But right now, Tayshaun Winston Carr will compete. If he's not competed later, I'm about to do some immediately research right now. I don't see. Yeah, he has not taken the stage yet, but he will be a little bit, if not this evening. But Lauren Talbert is on test, taking the big stage here. Day three up in Eugene. So the latest updates on the woman heptathlon and Lauren's teammate Ariel Okori is ahead of her by a couple of spots right now. This was after the 1 meter hurdles there. 13.6 for Corey and Talbert hit a 13.69. Right now, Ariel Corey is in eighth place right now with the total of 10,031 points. Meanwhile, Talbert is in 11th right now, a spot outside the top 10. 10-23, but not too far away from a K-State fellow teammate there. Remember, Talbert earlier won the heptathlon earlier at the, I believe it was back in Wichita earlier this year. So, a little bit of work to do there. After the 100-meter hurdles, that was the latest update I got received or that I read on the Twitter feed of the K-State track and field team. So there, she's off and running. Corey, kind of a little bit overlooked a little bit. She's off and going, and we won't know the full results, obviously, up until tomorrow. So I'll have an update there as well. At least give you my promise about the updated NCAAs. Of course, that concludes tomorrow. The final, this is day three or four of the NCAA championships. K-State's main folks are competing right now, and staying on Lauren Talbert here for another minute or two here. She just cleared a bar a half hour ago, actually. This was a half hour ago, so I don't know where she stands now. She cleared 1.66 meters. That actually equals up to 5.25. The bar is going to be raised now another inch. So Talbert will be on the prowl there if she's not have taken her turn already. I do want to recap yesterday and last night here real quick before we go into the weekend, obviously, here on the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Juniors Taylor Latimer and, of course, senior Tashia Price, they both collected second-team All-America honors in women's shot put and women's long jump, respectively, there as well at Hayward Field. Latimer finished 13th yesterday in the shot put, while Price posted her best leap, in the high jump there with 6.24, 20 feet there. I want to go back to Latimer there, where her throw was equaled out to 55 foot as well there. Price, I believe, yeah, she finished 16th there as well. Cliff Rivetto in the K-State website there, it's telling the website that that again, these ladies had to put on their best quality efforts that they possibly can. Remember, this is high quality competition, folks. I said that earlier this week on the podcast. So they're doing what they're doing best there as well here. And obviously, if you go back to, actually, yeah, Latimer and Price did wrap up their seasons yesterday, along with Walker as well the day before, and Wolfley as well, the javelin Big 12 champion as well. They both ended up as well. So meanwhile, senior Kamishka Chambers, again, I should say it again. Kamishka Chambers, that's a lot better. Kamishka Chambers did not advance in her respective event as well. She did not advance to the finals in the 100 meters or the 400 meter hurdles. So she is done for the year with that. And I updated late last night about Helen and Voskin and Shaylin Ward. They also wrapped up their competitions for the season last night as well. There we are. We did a kind of a live update last night on the podcast. So a lot of Wildcats, coming in here, 13 of them were competing in the NCAA championships. And right now, I just did a count of 5 K-State fellow athletes there. Their season comes to a close. So we'll see what Corey does. Talbert obviously doing 2 events right now. Obviously, and then yet to take the stage there. Tace Wynn, Shane Carr, the fine, talented high jumper as well. He's yet to take the stage as well. I believe he's going to set foot later on this evening. I don't have the time in front of me. But again, we will update you on Corey, Talbert, and St. Carr's efforts here as 5 Wildcats are finished here. And I'm going to be doing a little bit more research and see who else has competed as well throughout tonight as well. So I'll give you more updates on the rest of them as well. But day 3, K-State. Still in action in Eugene. Nobody's made headways yet into the finals, obviously. But probably the best chance, maybe, is probably where I've just said. Those 3, Ariel Corey, Lauren Talbert, and Tace Winshakar, have a good chance, maybe then possibly, to make some noise in the tournament, especially Shane Carr. So definitely going to be interested to see what he does when he takes the field in Eugene here later on this evening. Again, the latest, I'm going to leave the competition right there. Again, a friendly reminder, the new episode is out of Triple P, episode 53. And we're off and rolling with getting down. It's basically when track and field wraps up tomorrow, it's all the focus going to shift to Stanford in football for sure. That's where, again, like I've talked about already on the Daily Pod, that's where our eyes will focus on that as well. I know it's a little bit early, but still, though, before you know it, folks, K-State football, the new normal of K-State football will be here before you know it. I will leave things right there. K-State Nation, make sure you keep up with the Wildcats' journey in Eugene, Oregon here as they continue to try to make headway in their respective events. Eddie Greer, wrap for another edition of Triple P. We'll talk to you over the weekend.
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.